It's Friday, the 29th of August, 2016. Property Chat with Ken and James Hume. James, it's been quite an interesting week, hasn't it, one arm thing and another?
Yeah, I mean, after Brexit, we've had a few kind of fall throughs, but we've tied four out of five back up pretty much straight away. Yeah. And the fifth one looks like it's going to go back together anyway. So, I mean, obviously, there's a bit of renegotiations, which we've had to deal with, but that's fine, as long as
it's
we get back together.
Been quite solid, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
So immediately post-Brexit, there were a few jitters and a few people pulled out. And what we found was, going back to the people that had previously offered on those same properties, they were happy to take them. So actually the fallout from it has been much more mild than expected, we're very pleased to report. You know, the first thing we did post-Brexit was actually to get on board to all of our purchasers and say, are you still interested? Are you still keen? We think everything's fine, but we need to make sure for our clients that you're still okay with it. And of those, we lost five, four tied back up almost immediately. And I think that some agents would have left that for a long time before having those conversations, and they may be fall throughs for the future for them, but we like to get on these things straight away.
Yeah, no, they are a tricky conversation to have, to be sure.
Definitely. It's been quite busy on lettings as well, James, but that's no surprise. I mean, you know, anything that comes on now, there's plenty of tenants out there, aren't there?
Yeah, exactly. I think we've got kind of a choice of quite a lot of people at the moment, which isn't great for tenants, obviously, but for landlords wise, I mean, it's quite easy for them to kind of choose who they want. You can get a great tenant in and a reliable one at that. So
exactly. So if you're thinking of renting and you need a good agent to make sure you're looking after your interests, before we let anything, we make sure the first question we pose to ourselves is, question, if it were our property, would we rent to these people? And if we're not comfortable with that first answer, it doesn't go any further. So do contact us if you're thinking of renting your property out. On to general property news now. Purple bricks have been in the news, James.
Yeah, not for the best reasons this week either.
No, there's a city consultancy that's done a report, and what they've made a blistering attack actually. They say that the arithmetic doesn't add up for sellers. Last month, Anthony Codling said that 77% conversion rate was just wrong.
Yeah, I mean, one in three have actually paid and not sold their property with purple bricks. That's the claim that's been made by them.
Yeah. And the lucky 14% who have sold wait an average 4.5 months to do so.
Yeah, for the rest, apparently it's been 6.5 months and the clock is still ticking. So, I mean, turnover time for them has not been great at all.
Yeah, and I think this is what comes back to what we were saying earlier, James, about when you do a model where you've paid for something in advance, there is no incentive then for that company to get behind with a real marketing push.
Yeah,
and obviously,
of course,
because they're not on the ground in your area, they can't advise you of local market trends, what local buyers are saying. Because they don't know, frankly, because they're not on the ground locally. They're in some little office in another part of the country. So, you know, from that point of view, you're just not getting the feedback on the ground as you would from a local agent with an office where people are walking in every day and the agent knows what those people are asking for.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you get what you pay for. Obviously, it's a good option for some people who might want a really cheap sale, but at the same time, do you really have six and a half odd months to sell your property?
Yeah.
It's a very long time. I mean, waiting the kind of normal time, really, two and a half to 3 months is already quite a long time, but 6.5 months and still going.
It's not only that, it's the fact that your property would then have been on the market for that long, and any buyers will see that. And it's quite likely, if you've been on the market for a substantial amount of time, that those buyers will want a heavy discount in the price. So I would argue that their cheap fee becomes very expensive when 6 months down the line you're reducing your price in order to sell. And when you might not have had to take such a drastic reduction had you priced it correctly and had the correct advice from the get-go.
Well, yeah, I mean, I saw some comments on this actual article this morning as well. There's a couple of people mentioning on there that obviously they might be doing it for this cheap and doing a good deal. However, when it comes to actually selling your property, us estate agents locally will price it that bit more right, and we could make an extra £20,000 for someone.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that kind of £2,000, which might be the difference between the two agents.
That's very
exactly
true. And how many times have we taken on a property and it's gone the other way, and we've had a price where there's so much competition for the property that actually it's gone over the asking price by substantial amounts, way higher than we're talking. I mean, on one particular one recently, $25,000. So
yeah,
you know, I think we can earn our money in that sense for vendors and make sure that they're looked after.
Yeah, of course.
Property Rescue. You may have heard an advert on the radio recently, a new national company saying, estate agents, who are they to tell you what to do? Saying that you'd be better off going to Property Rescue and they will rescue you from the dilemma of estate agents. And they will buy your property for you and then from you and then sell it on. I think what you've got to be really careful of here is that the local estate agent understands your area very well, and their job is to get the best possible price. Companies like Property Rescue come along, and actually their whole motive is profit. They want to resell your house for a profit, and therefore by definition the price that they will offer you would not be the same that you would get from the open market, and certainly not the same by thoroughly marketing through a decent estate agent.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously we've got investors that could give you an offer the same day, but obviously it's not the offer that you're going to want if you're looking for market price.
Exactly.
And what this company do, they offer up something kind of like We Buy Any Car. Obviously yeah. they'll buy your car for a price of their choice, not what you're looking to sell
Absolutely
for.
Absolutely right, James. Yeah, and I think, you know, the difference is that if we're selling to an investor for you, then we can make investors compete against each other, whereas Property Rescue will come along and give you their price full stop. And if you've got a good relationship with your agent, or you know them well and they've got a good reputation, then those sales can go through just as quickly. We've got a couple of buyers that regularly buy things in exchange contracts in 24 hours on receipt of draft contracts. So Property Rescue, who are they to tell you what to do? We would say not very good. There we are. On to the next thing. Foxton share price, James. That's a bit of a shocker, isn't it?
Yeah, well, as we discussed earlier, I think in a market like this after Brexit, when there's a few jitters around, I think people like that get found out. If they're pricing a property for way too much, then it gets found out. Exactly. In a market like this, when it's a bit more volatile, I think it becomes a bit more clear now.
Definitely. And I think it's the sort of market where us agents that are on the spot, owners in the office, know their patch, know what people are prepared to pay, can give you confident and honest advice, and then you can sell your property and move on. You know, these agencies do you no favours by valuing particularly highly and then leaving your property on the market. In fact, I would say can devalue it if you leave it on the market for too long, where it becomes that stale old one. And you become stale very quickly now because of the way the internet is. You know, people that are seriously looking, they'll be scrolling those lists on Zoopla and Rightmove in your website maybe every day. So within a couple of weeks, you can look quite old, James. So I think it's quite important. You're seeing as that fresh new instruction that's just hit the market.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of people, it's quite a popular question, how long has this house been on the market? Because people are very aware of if it's been on long and no offers have happened, then it's quite obvious to everyone that the property's not priced properly.
Exactly, and that can have an impact on the final price achieved. So very important to get correct pricing from the outset. Otherwise, it can cost you more later on.
Yeah.
I think that's it for this week, James. Thanks for listening and watching. And if you like the video, please click like and share with your friends. We'll see you next time.